All right, folks, if y'all are ready to wrap things up, we'll keep on moving into the afternoon of at least the speakers that I feel like we all need to know about, but we are all somewhat clueless about speakers, so we really need to be here for this one. So the first speaker up is Michael Cognetti. Did I say that right? Cognetti. Gosh, Lee, and I actually practiced that one. Michael has over 15 years experience working with people in the disability spectrum. I chatted with him a little bit, and I love this little fun fact. So he actually is a retired soccer referee, and he's taken his teamwork approach on the soccer field to his teamwork approach working with people with disabilities. And I just love that because as a trust officer, it is a team approach. So to get his experience in case management, I'll let him roll with it. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here today. So the presentation here is issue spotting case management, and we're going to be talking about changing expectations for the use of S&T funds as parents age and public supports diminish over time. I like to think of myself as kind of like a fun, easygoing guy, and I kind of hate this presentation because it's always about like aging parents and services eroding, and it sometimes feels kind of doom and gloom and negative. But what I like about these conferences and what I like about this presentation is we happen to be unique in working with these individuals who have additional resources that we can do some really amazing things for them. And there is a way to deal with some very real challenges that we're seeing regards to the erosion of these services and the challenges that families and individuals with disabilities are having, as well as trustees and others supporting them. So I hope that as we work through this presentation today, we will end with a case study that I like to share because it's uplifting. It's got a happy ending. It's a good result, and it shows that aspect of a lot of people from very different backgrounds and disciplines working together to help folks out. This presentation, typically when it's been presented, it's been presented jointly with Ed Wolzinski. Some of you may know Ed. Ed's an attorney practicing in the upstate region in New York State, and Ed and Tara Pleat of Wolzinski Pleat Law are the owners of Adirondack Case Management and Advocacy. And in my work there, I really have three types of clients that we work with. The first types of clients are what we refer to as our corporate trustee beneficiaries, and we'll talk more about that client relationship, how we work with both the trustee and the beneficiaries, but these are situations where we're working with the trustee who's hired us to support them in their role as trustee. Our second group of clients are families. These are families that come in and they say, I'm looking for Medicaid services for my mom or dad, or I'm looking for a plan for the future. I have a son or daughter with autism, but I'm getting older and I'm just worried about who's going to take care of them. And we're working as almost consultants or advisors to those families to help connect them to services and build a lifetime support plan for them. And the third groups of clients that we have are folks that are just simply coming in to do some work with the law firm. Maybe they're trying to get Medicaid because they want to get home care services for their mother or father or their spouse. And we like to consult with them because we can maybe do the financial maneuvering to get you that Medicaid card, but do you actually get the services? And depending on where you live, what type of services you need, what type you're looking for. So we like to be involved as a consultant there to make sure that any type of time-consuming and costly planning that they do actually results in them getting the services and the care they need rather than just simply a benefit that exists on paper but isn't worth much after that. So we're going to talk about the impacts of changing demographics and the erosion of Medicaid-funded services. We're going to talk about the role of case management services in supporting trustees and beneficiaries, and we're going to be talking about that case study that I referenced earlier. Most commentary on the aging population focuses on providing and paying for service for the elderly, but we're seeing the impact of the aging population on individuals with disabilities. Specifically, I'm talking about the situations that we see every day where we have families coming to us and saying, I'm getting older, I have a son or a daughter with a disability, I'm doing a lot of support for them, and every day, you know, I can do a little bit less than I could do the day before. We often see times when one parent in that relationship develops their own health issues or injuries. So if there was a mom and a dad that were supporting their adult son with autism, now the mom and dad are spending their time supporting each other and trying to get to their own medical appointments. So it becomes challenging. So when a family member is not able to kind of maintain the level of support they provide, we often think that there's three options to replace the support provided by a parent. Other family members...